As the girls were getting settled into their hotel room, Viola was jumping up and down, singing, "I feel so good today," over and over. As Viola sang, at least what amounted to her singing, Clara spotted a few stray notes flying around the room. It wasn't not music, but it wasn't quite music either. Allie sneered over at her little sister. "You're off key. It goes like this." The notes that flew out of her mouth were neat and clean, as though they had been printed on the air. "See," Allie added, motioning to the notes. Viola looked up at the space above Allie's head.
"What?"
She looked confused. Allie sang it again, pointing at the notes above her head and getting increasingly annoyed that Viola seemed unable to see them. Viola was only 3. Clara didn't think it was fair to expect so much from her, even though she had watched her other siblings at that age gaze at the notes they had made.
"Leave her alone, Allie," Clara said.
"I was just trying to help her."
"No, you weren't. And you and I both know it," Clara replied, and Allie stormed out of the room.
"What's Allie looking at?"
Viola asked.
"Nothing."
"What's she looking at?"
"Just music," Clara said, as she put Viola back on the bed. Clara didn't want to talk more about the music that Viola apparently couldn't see. Instead, she asked, "Do you want to jump some more? We can pretend the bed is a trampoline." Viola gave a couple little half-hearted jumps, then stopped and looked at Clara.
"How you theme music?"
"I don't know. Some of us just do. I bet you'll be able to do it when you're a little older," she replied. "And I won't let Allie tease you again.